This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the third hour of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Coming up, we're going to get into the story about Stephen Hawking, who apparently wants to have a world government. In order to save us from technology, we'll get into it here in a few moments. But first, to your phone calls and thoughts, Troy is in Virginia on the AMP line. Hello, Troy. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. I had a similar conversation recently regarding state inspections. And here in Virginia, you know, I've had people that are really thorough and they try to rip you off. They really try to charge you for simple repairs. And I've had other people that are less than thorough. And I just feel like when you have people that are less than thorough and they're not checking these things, because a lot of people do count on somebody to check their vehicles.
Yeah.
I try to take responsibility, stay on top of my maintenance personally, especially some people are in the habit of, you know, carrying cargo that the state might not approve of. It behooves you to, you know, make sure all your lights are working.
Obviously.
But also, you know, I knew a place, and I know a lot of people, not everybody does this, but there are some places where you could drop a registration and cash in an envelope under a door, come back the next day, and, you know, your inspection sticker is on there.
Oh, yeah.
So when things like that go on, it kind of voids the, you know, even despite the best intentions, bad things still happen.
Right, but Isn't that really just indicative of anything that the government tries to regulate? Because there are places out in the middle of the country where you can go, you know, shove a $20 bill in a knot of a tree, you go back the next day and there's a bottle of moonshine sitting at the base of the tree.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, the point is, right, like this whole inspection scheme is supposed to keep dangerous cars off the road, but obviously somebody who has a dangerous car but knows how to grease the right wheels, so to speak, yeah, they're going to
everybody that knows a guy is going to be able to get around any prohibition or regulation that exists.
The state, of course, would argue that they have a, you know, Department of Safety inspector who is going around and trying to catch these dastardly automotive technicians who are on the take from these people with uninspected cars.
Right, but
that doesn't work.
At least one of them is getting their palms greased.
Right, who's watching the watchers?
And there's other ways to get around these things, too, like out-of-state license plates,
sure,
and register in other states, and maybe a state that doesn't require inspection.
Right, and a lot of states try to close those loopholes, but there's always a way around. No matter how big or small the loophole is, there's always a way to get through it.
There always is. And out here, when you fail, if you take it and they fail you, you get a rejection sticker on your windshield. And you can.
That's what happens in New Hampshire. They put a clear sticker.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, you've got 2 weeks to get the repairs done or let the shop do it, and they'll only charge you $1 to reinspect. That's very considerate of them.
After you've given them $1,000, right?
Oh. Yeah, right?
Right, right, right. I mean, usually I just bring it home and fix it myself if, you know, they do find anything. But,
Wow. I know somebody a couple years ago had a vehicle that had failed the inspection, so they had the clear sticker. They just drove around with a pack of sticky notes And whenever they saw, oh, there's a cop sitting up, they would just then put sticky notes of the appropriate color behind the clear sticker so that driving past, it looks like it was the official inspection sticker.
That's pretty smart. Hey, Troy, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to, before we get to Stephen Hawking, Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Freak Talk.
Stephen Hawking might be easier to understand.
I know Stephen Hawking, and for that matter, Chris Cantwell, so it wouldn't be easy to understand. But that Chris being Cantwell. Said, the long shadow cast by Obama, what exactly is the Obama legacy? Off the top of my head, I can think of two people. That the legacy of Obama. That animal who was apprehended by the police, who is in police custody for making bomb, bogus bomb threats or bomb hoaxes, who goes by the name Juan Thompson from St. Louis, Missouri. Okay, you can't really blame him. For the thing that he does against Jewish people.
Hold on a second. Wait, let me just make sure I understood you there. You said there was some guy calling in bomb threats, and he's from Missouri. You said you can't blame him for calling in bomb threats against Jewish people?
No, because according to him...
Are you anti-Jew as well as being anti-black?
No, that's Obama right there, okay? The fact that Obama...
No, I'm asking about you.
No, I'm not.
Hold on. Well, no. Are you saying that you said... Wait, it sounded to me, and again, there is a language barrier here. It sounded to me like you said you can't blame someone for calling in bomb threats against Jewish centers.
Yeah, number one, he doesn't take responsibility for his own action. Okay?
Wait, who are you talking about? The guy calling in the bomb threat or Barack Obama?
That's correct. That's correct. Both of them. Okay? They don't take responsibility for their own action. Okay?
Do you not support bomb threats?
I thought Barack Obama took responsibility for the bombs and missiles that he had the military drop. Like, what was it? Every 20 minutes during his entire presidency?
How did he take responsibility for that?
Okay.
Because he was commander in chief, he never told the military stop doing it.
But the anti-Semitism sweeping all across the country.
Hold on, Ralph. I didn't get a straight answer out of you. But before we do that, how is Barack Obama taking responsibility simply by being commander in chief? I mean, being responsible
by
would
ordering
mean,
the strikes to happen.
Yeah, but being responsible would mean like making things right, right? Like meaning that
I'm the president, and we're dropping bombs.
There was no punishment for him. Okay, so maybe he took responsibility, but there was no actual fallout for him personally for killing innocent people. Like,
right.
So there was no real responsibility that was actually applied to him in any meaningful way.
He took credit?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the correct term?
Yeah, I would say that's more accurate. So Ralph, can you clarify, do you support bomb threats against Jewish people?
No, I do not.
Okay, that's
not,
good.
Ever. No, I
okay,
do not
good.
Ever.
I misunderstood
and I
you then.
And I love Israel, and I love my brothers and sisters who happens to be Hebrew or Jewish. Okay?
Do you love black Jews?
Okay. Well, they are racist. The black Jews, they are racist. That I can tell you. Okay?
How many black Jews do you know to be able to make the judgment that they're all racist?
Oh, are you kidding me? Look at
you're the one that said black Jews are racist. I'm wanting to know how you know that.
They are anti-white. They are anti-white.
Well, gee,
how many
black so
Jews have you met like- to be able to make this judgment?
They do not like to believe that white people can be Jewish. They don't like to believe that. Okay, but that being said, the anti-Semitism sweeping across our country right now.
I've interacted with one person named Ralph in New Jersey. I know enough about Ralph in New Jersey to know that this particular Ralph in New Jersey is pretty much a bigot. I'm not going to say that everybody named Ralph or everybody from New Jersey is a bigot.
He's pretty much, and also he's from the Philippines. So, I mean, he's pretty much a racist against black people is what we've found out. But apparently he supports Jewish people, although not the black Jews.
Right.
So we'll see if we can iron this out here with Ralph. Coming up here in a moment, you can take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Stephen Hawking says he wants to have a world government. Why? We'll tell you about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I'm sorry, gentlemen. We do not get to dig further into the bigotry of one Ralph in New Jersey.
Yay!
He has hung up the phone.
Really?
So I'm sorry about that. If you were looking forward to hearing more of his bigoted views, you'll have to wait until tomorrow night when he'll probably call back. Actually, he probably won't get in tomorrow because it'll be Saturday. Anyway, he'll call again. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. If you've been thinking about starting up a website, or maybe you already have a website but you want to move it, HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got a special offer for you as a Free Talk Live listener. What you do is you go to HostGator.com/FTL. And that'll get you 50% off of their regular prices. That's HostGator.com/FTL. They know that starting up a website or blog for the first time can be an intimidating process, but they make it easy with a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, as well as 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support. And there's also a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel, as well as 99.99% uptime rating over at HostGator.com/FTL. Get your 50% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener at HostGator.com/FTL. As we continue here, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. I mentioned we got Stephen Hawking here, not in the studio or on the line, but in an article.
It would be pretty cool if Stephen Hawking called Free Talk Live.
I don't know if it would be that cool. He doesn't seem like a real cool guy. He's here advocating for world government in this story from The Independent. Stephen Hawking has warned that technology needs to be controlled in order to prevent it from destroying the human race. The world-renowned physicist, who has spoken out about the dangers of artificial intelligence in the past, which we've reported on that, believes that we need to establish a way of identifying threats quickly before they have a chance to escalate. He told the Times.co.uk, he told them, quote, "Since civilization began, aggression has been useful in as much as it has definite survival advantages. It is hardwired into our genes by Darwinian evolution. Now, however, technology has advanced at such a pace that this aggression may destroy us all by nuclear or biological war. We need to control this inherited instinct by our logic and reason." So somehow he thinks that you're going to control the instinct of aggression that people have by creating a world government? He goes on to say he suggests that some form of world government could be ideal for the job, but would itself create more problems. He says, but that might become a tyranny. All this may sound a bit doom-laden, but I am an optimist. I think the human race will rise to meet these challenges. In a Reddit AMA...
Hold on, I'm super confused. So he is saying that he thinks we need a one world government to protect us from a bunch of other governments.
The dangers of technology.
But one world government would have tyranny as opposed to a bunch of governments that also have some level of tyranny?
Well, he's saying it might become a tyranny. So maybe he's thinking you can sculpt this one world government in a way that won't be an authoritarian dictatorship or completely lord over people's lives.
Did he use the words artificial intelligence or AI?
I don't know. Yes, the real risk with AI, he says, isn't malice
but
competence.
Like, we haven't really made any progress in that field.
Like what, in AI?
Yeah, we have in pattern recognition, but not in true AI.
Meaning the ability to pass the Turing test, for instance, and be able to, you know, essentially pass as a human being.
Well, wasn't there that thing, I forget the name of it, but they didn't really give it a lot of instructions on chess, and it learned chess and then wound up beating, like, the best chess player in the world?
Is that Deep Blue?
No, something new.
Something
newer
than
Blue,
that?
They actually coded, like, here are all the rules. Here's how you play. This, it was
not,
just like,
that's not even true AI.
Here's chess pieces, and then it wound up learning chess.
That would be AI, right? Where it can kind of learn on its own? Define AI for us.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm the best person to do it, but it's I would assume it would be something along the lines of, like, self-learning as opposed to pattern recognition, where if you have enough data, you can basically, you know, do stuff that looks like AI, but it's not really AI.
Right. So pattern recognition when it comes to a chessboard would be looking at thousands of different chess games and seeing how people tend
to
play.
It can't do anything else, basically. It can only do this one thing.
But AI would be taking information and making decisions that aren't based on patterns.
Yeah, analyzing it and then coming to something, some sort of conclusion that is not based off of something that was programmed.
So this, I just pulled up an article from QZ.com. It was a computer scientist at the University College of London who published his master thesis, which demonstrated a machine learning system he called Giraffe that learned how to play master level chess in 72 hours.
That's pretty impressive, but can't do anything else. See, that's the whole problem. If it's not really AI, if it can only do one thing.
One thing.
Right.
Okay.
So, quote, Giraffe derives its playing strength not from being able to see very far ahead, but from being able to evaluate tricky positions accurately and understanding complicated position concepts that are intuitive to humans but elusive to chess machines. So I think it's definitely showing some kind of signs of progress towards AI, even if this isn't AI, it shows some kind of progress
in the right direction.
Towards it.
But it might be more like having eyes as opposed to artificial intelligence. It's like, I mean, it's a critical function maybe to...
We're going
to
see it in our lifetime. I mean, AI is likely going to happen in our lifetime. I mean, certainly...
I don't know.
Well, obviously we don't know, right? But
I mean,
Ray Kurzweil, of course, has predicted famously that...
I know. I'm a little bit more skeptical because we haven't really seen any true AI advancements. Mm-hmm. So we don't have anything to base it on. Like, you know, we have awesome pattern recognition now. I mean, if you make a phone call or you have a bot that calls you and you're on the phone, you can ask it questions. But again, that's all pattern recognition.
Sure.
Both the voice recognition and actually figuring out, like, what the question is you're asking it.
Well, aren't those things important to learning, right? Like, I mean, obviously children do this at some point, right? They recognize patterns.
Sure, but it's not AI.
No, I understand. I understand
right, because children are human, and computers are not, but... You know, I think the point Ian is making is that humans wind up, you know, we just learn patterns as well and sort of process them differently.
Until you can learn to critically think, until you can learn to do other things.
But what is critical thinking other than calculating various patterns that you have learned?
Well, yeah, now we're getting into the question of are we actually, do we have free will, or are we just doing what we're programmed by patterns?
Derald, I think the difference is AI might rely on pattern recognition, but it's not AI in and of itself.
I'm super conversation confused here.
The fact is we're on the cusp of this. How long it's going to take to get there,
I don't know that
remains
we are.
To be seen.
I think we could have legitimate AI and Chris would be like, nope, they're just recognizing patterns.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. When the machines can upgrade themselves and upgrade their own software, that might be an indication that we're there.
My phone can upgrade things.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What is artificial intelligence? Is it something that we're on the cusp of right now, or is it way off into the future? Chris from ThinkPenguin.com is a little more skeptical. I'm saying we're probably getting pretty close to it. We're going to see it in our lifetimes. Daryl, I don't think you've necessarily weighed in on where we are at.
Because I don't really know. I'm not a computer guy, so, like, I don't know.
Yeah, this is more my background, I think.
We might already have it. I really don't. There's an article from Vox.
I'm not an expert in AI, so...
There's an article from Vox that lists three different types of AI.
Let's get into that. Yeah. Let's get into that coming up here in a moment. Also, I want to remind you that because, you know, you need to get stuff for life, you can go and do it over at shop.freetalklive.com and help Free Talk Live at the same time, because you're going to likely do online shopping at places like Amazon. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon US, Amazon UK. You just click into the right Amazon for you, order what you need or order what you want, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you do that through shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Thanks for taking that extra moment and going to shop.freetalklive.com. Back to AI in a moment, but first, someone who has absolute zero experience with computers, Sarah in Albuquerque.
How do we know Sarah's not actually an AI?
That would be really amazing. Go ahead, Sarah. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yes. I am not into computers. Believe me, I gave up my emails. I used to have them.
But are you a computer?
I know how to use one in the library, you know, if I have to. But I don't have one with me. But
that doesn't answer the question of whether or not you actually are a computer.
Sarah, I thought you said you had a cell phone.
She's an Obama phone.
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Okay, well, that's a computer.
No, it's not a smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
It's still a computer.
There's still a computer chip in a dumb phone.
Okay, well, based on that, the first computer, the ENIAC, was just a glorified calculator, so every calculator is a computer?
Yeah, probably. Or, well, I mean, by what you were talking about,
I wanted to bring up that there was a study done that the colored, the ethnic people, more like the African Americans and dark people, are prone to get hit by a car and hurt and killed more than the lighter people or the white people.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
I believe it. You know what I mean? Because it must be the African Americans that did this study. Why would they lie about something like that? There's no reason to lie, you know? So in other words, if they get like 100 people that, let's say, got hit by cars and hurt or killed, you know, they would just count the ones that are African-Americans or dark, colored, ethnic. And it turns out the percentage-wise, more of them got hurt, you know?
Now, do you know what the percentage was? And is this nationwide? Is this global? Is this just in Albuquerque?
I just found a report from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. Report from 1999 to 2004. And let me take a look and see actually what they say.
Sarah, where are your numbers coming from? Are they nationwide? Are they New Mexico only? Where are they from?
Well, you know what? It was announced on the NPR News, like a little quick blurb. So I'm thinking out like maybe national average.
And what was it that they said as far as, you know, any speculation as to why that might be the case? And was it a large, you know, percentage difference?
Well, the thing is that our minds, they value the colored people as less valuable. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so I'm looking at the numbers here. I'm looking at the numbers. In the year 2000, and again, this study was done from 99 through 2004,
okay.
Percentage of total population, 69%, and hold on, is this the people hit by cars or just percentage of population? Roughly 70% of the population was white, not Hispanic. So that's just population,
okay.
Not how many were hit by cars.
Let's see if you can get more info.
I'll see if I can find another table.
That's fine. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So I guess if I were to speculate on this, again, we're just going on what you said, Sarah. A lot of times the things you say turn out to not be entirely true. So we're just going to go ahead and take what you said at face value and believe that it's true.
So they do have a chart here, and they show total numbers of people by ethnicity, and then the
that have been involved in car accidents,
right?
That were like the victims, not in the car.
Resulted motor vehicle crash deaths as percentage of all deaths, all ages combined.
Okay, so this includes people who were hit, struck by a car while on the street, or in another car while struck by a car. This includes all of those things. Is what you're saying?
Presumably, motor vehicle crash deaths, as percentage of all deaths.
Got it.
Less than 2% of all deaths were motor vehicle for whites that were not Hispanic. A total of 31,000 people. For non-Hispanic blacks, just a slightly higher percentage of overall deaths, but a much smaller number of 5,200.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans, much higher percentage, about 7%, but less than 850.
Mm-hmm.
So percentage-wise, but the total number, white people are more likely to wind up getting hit by a car or die from a car crash.
Because there's more of them,
but it is an overall smaller percentage of the total deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure if you looked at other stuff, you know, white people are probably more likely to die from skydiving accidents gone wrong.
Yeah. So basically, what she's saying is, sounds like it might be correct.
It might be correct, but again, you're like picking statistics.
Right. Yeah. It comes off almost as like this. Somebody's got an agenda behind it.
Yeah, right. As though someone's choosing a victim in a car accident.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
I could see there being some truth behind it, but only because of probably, you know, maybe they, you know, darker skin maybe blends into the road more, or I don't know, something along those lines.
White men are much more likely to wind up being killed as the driver than white women.
There could also be some statistics in there, like in relation to vehicles people drive. There's statistical,
maybe, you know, I don't know,
poverty.
There's also things people with no formal education.
Hold on, Sarah. What's that, Daryl?
People with no formal education are more likely to wind up dying in an automobile accident than somebody that graduated from grad school.
Right, which goes back to, you have a larger percentage of black people or darker people. People with darker color skin
more likely to have poorer cars,
right,
more dangerous cars, perhaps, maybe more likely to be walking on the street in general without a car entirely.
Sure.
Sarah, I think that, you know, the idea that it's somehow someone's choosing a victim of a car accident is pretty ridiculous, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, what I'm saying is that the general mentality is that people have been conditioned in this culture, like we're saying, that the people of color have less value because they're the one that always get the police shootings, the police beatings. The black schools get the less money, the less,
There are some racist cops, just because there are some racist people in government, I mean, I'm not going to say racism is gone. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's definitely still out there. But just because there are some racists out there doesn't mean that people overall are conditioned to look at black people as somehow differently. I think that there's less racism over time in general. I think that more people are coming to the understanding that we're all just human beings, and thank you for the call, Sarah. We're all just humans, and we're individuals, and we should be judged individually based on our beliefs and the things that we do.
And I think this call from Sarah positively confirms that she is not an AI.
How's that?
Well, there wasn't really much intelligence to that telephone call, much less any artificial intelligence.
All right, there's more on the way here. 855, 450, free. Speaking of AI, we got to get back into that. You had the three different kinds.
Three types of AI.
We'll talk about that. And Stephen Hawking wants to have a world government, but he does admit it could be a tyranny, so he wants to make it real careful-like. This is Free Talk Live, 855, 450, free.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. The toll-free number for you if you want to get in, you need to do it now, for tonight at least, 855-453. Can't call tonight, no problem. We're here 7 nights a week. And, of course, you can join us any old time you want to. And don't forget, you can check out more of Chris over at thinkpenguin.com. Well, I mean, you're not blogging over there, Chris, but you've got stuff that you sell. Lots of cool electronics.
We have a little blog.
Is there a blog there?
Yeah, it's mostly just events that we're attending and things of that nature.
You guys are always going to, like, Linux conferences and things like that.
Yeah, a lot of different types of hacker conferences. It's got some information on, like, FCC-related issues, the EOMA68 kind of stuff.
What's coming up next for you guys?
As far as events, I think Libre Planet. Yeah, Libre Planet.
Libre Planet?
Yeah, Libre.
Is that like an international hacker conference?
Pretty much. It's like it's actually a small conference in Boston.
Boston.
Cambridge.
You don't have to go too far for this
MIT.
One.
No, it's an easy we one. Don't. Yeah, it is an easy one.
Except for driving in Boston, which is not so great. But
yeah, that's true.
ThinkPenguin.com. You get some. You need some hardware, computer hardware, some routers, laptops. Desktop computers.
Yep. Anything.
Linux. All Linux-based.
Yep.
Good stuff. ThinkPenguin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Ademo Freeman on the line from jail. Hey, Ademo. What's up, dude?
Same stuff, different day here in the life of jail. You know, the world in here goes about as slow as can be and about 20 years back in time, maybe even 30 or 40 in this place, but that's about it.
It sure does. Now, for listeners who might just be tuning in, you were arrested in Lebanon, Ohio as you were driving. Cops pulled you over, allegedly for a burnout taillight. They then proceeded to search your car on the claim that they smelled marijuana. Which, you know, they claim...
Yeah, which was all BS. He didn't ever say that until I handed him my Colorado ID.
Really?
That's what tipped it. That's what started it all. Yeah, he wouldn't answer my questions, which I couldn't get on the video before starting to record, about why he pulled me over until after he pulled all that line. So, yeah, it's a pretty... it's your textbook fishing expedition, only this guy got lucky as heck and busted the founder of Cop Lock with a backpack full of weed.
Yeah, well, which was allegedly, you know, yours, but we don't know whose it was. It was in a, apparently it was allegedly in a suitcase that they busted open at some point during the search. And they've since charged you with 3 felony counts of two class threes, I think, and one class five.
Yeah, 2 class 3s, 2 F5s. 2 of them, the 3s are possessions and the 5 is a trafficking.
And is 5 more severe than 3? I don't remember. I remember it.
No, 3s are more severe than 5.
Okay. That's a strange thing that the possession charges would be more severe than a trafficking.
Yeah, especially in a state that has allegedly medical marijuana, and I am a medical marijuana cardholder in Colorado.
So you are going to be taking this to trials, presumably, right? You've got a lawyer, Virgil Vaduva from Cell 411 has, I believe, stepped up and gotten you some legal representation. There's obviously only so much you can talk about publicly based on
yeah.
You know, the situation.
I would say that this game is just getting started, and so, you know, in all likelihood, it'll probably end up in a courtroom. You know, I feel that the state has a passion to come after me. Especially since, like, you know, they refer, the prosecutor wants to see what the police want. You know what all the police would like to do with me is keep me in a cage. So,
sure.
You know, that's where that's at. Right now I'm more or less focused on living my day-in, day-out life here in jail and to the max. You know, I've been meditating and working out, which are 2 things that really help me. But more importantly, my newest project is writing the diary of a drug war victim, so I keep like a log and a daily dose of, you know, my activities and my things that go on here that I think could really help shed some light to what people don't understand about, you know, drug war victims like myself.
Yeah, and you've got a long history of being a drug war victim. This isn't your first rodeo, so to speak. It was many years ago, what, like a decade now, where...
Yeah, it's probably almost 15 years now, yeah. So I was 20, I was arrested for, you know, for possessing marijuana in Wisconsin. And so, yeah, I've written that in my diary just to say that it seems that I'm destined to have this fight, you know, like... you know, there is no trafficking allegation. There's a trafficking allegation against me, but that doesn't hold any merit. You know, I'm a medical patient, and these things are absurd. But it just seems that, you know, no matter, you know, if I try to do anything in this field of marijuana, I end up in a courtroom or behind bars. So I guess my role in this world is to advocate, you know, the wrongs.
I'm going to ask a question from a legal perspective of, I understand that you've got the medical marijuana card or therapeutic cannabis, whatever it's called, but don't most states that have those programs also put limits on how much of something one can possess?
There are, every state's a little different, you know, Colorado goes by plants, and Ohio's laws are ridiculous. The people that they say can have medical marijuana here can't even get it because the state hasn't made their processes or the people who can make it or grow it or get it available. They've passed their deadlines. It's absurd. The voters clearly want it. And, you know, a jury nullification or a logic, truthful defense, you know, is probably my best bet.
Yeah, there have been some people who've been skeptical of that, given the conservative nature, apparently, of the area of Ohio and just Ohio in general. But ultimately, you know, it's still the jury is your best bet. I mean, you've had some good luck with juries.
Are you able to do? Are you jury nullification in?
Probably not.
I mean, I don't know what they're able to do, but I know that you guys know that I'll say whatever I want in a courtroom.
Now,
that's for sure.
If it's the attorney, he'll be restricted on what he can say, but if you're going to defend yourself, then you'll likely have more leeway.
Yeah, that's still all up in the air, really, on what's going to happen. Like I said, this is so early that I'm not really worried about the case that far along right now. I'm more focused on, you know, getting through every single day. I live in a dorm right now with 100 people. This is the jail that I've been in with the most, I guess, criminals. That actually have violence or victims in their nature. You know, there's a handful of murderers. My new bunkie today is legally insane. He just moved in, so that's always nice. I'll get to sleep with one eye open. And we don't even have doors on our cells, so they make a big point about putting nonviolent people with nonviolent people. But I've only found 3 people down here that have nonviolent charges or don't have any violent charges in their history. And so... But we don't even have doors on ourselves, so, like, they say they put you guys apart, but, like, any of these violent people could just walk into my room. yet it's not any different than the outside. I'm responsible for protecting myself. Anyways, it's just the fallacies that they try to say that they are protecting you here, just like they do on the outside. You know, it's these government-run institutions with their.
But they've taken away your ability to defend yourself. How can you even make that claim that you are responsible for yourself at that point?
Well, I'm just saying, is if a murderer decides to run in my room and try to grab my commissary or beat me up for something, whatever, I mean, it's just on me. You know, I'm going to still be waiting for the cops to show up just like you are on the outside. You know, maybe my cops here will show up a little sooner than your cops out there. Mm. But, you know, I don't have any actual defense tools at my, you know, side or anything like that. I'm not allowed to carry a firearm, but, you know, whatever I'd have to do, tuck and roll, run, hide, swing, punch, you know, is what I'd have to do.
I sent you a letter. I don't know where the best place to go to point people to give your mailing address is, Ademo, and I doubt you know because you're in a cage and you don't
That's
have
right.
access.
I heard someone put together a Facebook event, I think it was Josh Hawkins, that has some of that information more recently. But I have gotten a few letters, more so this week. I really appreciate it. You know, and, you know, I try to write back everyone when I can or send the letters out so that they can be mailed without me having to spend so much money on commissary here, which is something I'm trying to do is limit my, you know, funding of these institutions.
Well, you know, I appreciate you calling in, even though obviously we're going to be paying the bill and they're going to get a piece of that. But it's good to talk to you. It's good to hear from you on the inside. I know some people had said that you were seeming despondent recently, and you sound like you're doing okay, all things considered. At least that's
how
you sound.
Yeah, all things considered, I ain't going to lie. I've been here about a month as of yesterday.
Wow.
And the first 2 weeks were really rough. And, you know, there's, you know, mostly because of my, you know, loss of being with my loved ones and things like that, but plus the back and forth and trying to get your finances straight and the life on the outside world is cop block running, is things going on, and, you know, and so those things are a little difficult, and then, you know, just the not knowing, that's the biggest punishment or whatever, the torture, I would say, that they do to you is like, if justice was so clear, you'd check in and they'd say, well, this crime gives you 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, 2 years, whatever, but they like to beat you down with being in this cage for 4 or 5 months. And like, I was joking, even in the second week, I was willing to sign a confession that I shot JFK. Just tell me how much time I got to do.
Right. Instead, you know? They hold it over your head, and you know, you've been in there a month already. Who knows how long it's going to be before the trial? And then at the trial, it could be a decade plus in prison for this stuff. Ademo, we're out of time for tonight. I'm going to put you on hold, talk to you off the air here in just a moment. And I'm going to dig up the address. We'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll figure out there's going to be some sort of website or something we can do to, you know, like Free Ross sort of for Ademo. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom Knives, made in America.